Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. As always, we've got a ton of information to empower you in your business and your efforts to make your business more and more visible on the illustrious interwebs. We've got a treat for you this week, as we've got our very own friend and PPC expert. Fabio is in the house to talk to you about the Google AdWords call-out feature that you've all been reading about. He's also got a tip on something that's going to be coming up for you here soon. Fabio, it's great to have you back on the show. How are you doing, man?
Thanks, Mark. I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
It's awesome. It's great to have you on here, and we have had a couple listeners say that everything sounds better when you say it, because you've got the cool accent. You don't sound all plain and everything like the rest of us. So it's great to have you on here, man. Now, you and I have had a little bit of discussion about this call-out feature. What can you tell us exactly what is the call-out feature, and what should our listeners know about this Google AdWords call-out feature with regard to their PPC?
Sure. Well, the call-out feature was recently launched, and it should be available in most AdWords accounts. It started rolling out in early September, so now in the accounts that we manage, they're coming up. And so if you're an AdWords account and you click on Ad Extensions, you should see a little notice that mentions that this feature is now available in the AdWords account. So what a callout extension is, basically, if for anybody who's used the ad extensions, you'll notice that when you click on the ad extension, then you go to create the new extension, that there's a little pop-up box, and you put in the title and the right URL and whatever else that you need to put into. Well, when you're doing this for the callouts, basically what you're doing is you're just simply putting in text. There's no URL or anything. So the callout feature will add a third line to your ad. So basically what you'll have is, from the examples that we've seen, is that it'll place these callouts in the second line of the ad copy. So you'll have your first line description, the callouts, and then finally the second line description, and then the URL at the bottom. The callouts basically is you'll now be able to highlight certain things about your business. So, for example, if the business offers free shipping, you could add free shipping. You know, you could put other descriptive text, like, you know, great prices or lowest price guaranteed or whatever else that you would like to highlight, that the business would like to highlight, you can place in this new feature. And what this does, which is awesome, because a lot of times these types of this wording is usually placed in the description, you know, because you want to advertise free shipping. So, you know, you need to put free shipping in, let's say, in the second or first line of the description.
Sure.
But now that you have these ad callouts, it actually gives you more space to provide even more information, you know, about whatever you'd like to advertise. So you could be more descriptive in your description section, and you could highlight other areas through the callout ads. It's a powerful feature. You know, what it'll do is, because you can highlight certain things, you'll be able to, you know, the click-through rate is actually very good. We've seen already an improvement on CTR, click-through rate, by adding these callouts. First of all, you have more information in the ad, and then it's separated. The way it's set up, it separates out the callouts, so you see it better. So it becomes a bit more highlighted, if you'd like, you know. You know, now, actually, if you take into consideration the ad copies, when they're presented in a Google search, you know, it takes this quite a few lines. I think you have up to about 5 lines now of information for the ads, because of the call out itself adds an additional line. So basically, each ad has more information, and because of it, the click through rate could increase if done properly.
Is there any caution that you would offer with regard to how you would use the call-out function? Or is it basically just something that's pretty much cut and dried? Here it is. Just use it this way and you're fine.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if all you have to do is just highlight certain things, you know, like again, free shipping, or, you know, if it's a local business, you could put in some information. Basically, it's a highlight feature. So if you want to highlight particular benefits or advantages, then that's where you'd like to place it, you know, and you use the rest of the description simply to provide further information, you know. And see, because the ad, basically what ads are there for is to, so think of, you know, if we think of the psychology behind searching, people use the search engines to find information, right? So they have a question. So they go to Google or Bing or whatever other search engine, and they type in their keywords, and finally they get some results. Now, with the ads, the beautiful thing with ads is that we can place the information that we want people to see. So what the ad is used for is basically, you know, think, I always kind of see like a little person, you know, waving to the searcher and saying, hey, I have your answer, click me, you know. So basically the ad is there to tell people that there's an answer to their question once they click the ad. Mm-hmm. So the ad itself needs to state whatever it needs to state, so that to make it attractive, you know, for people to say, here, this is it, you know.
Thanks for clarifying all this for our listeners. You've got some good information, some good nuggets of information for the foreseeable future with regard to mobile phones, that there are changes on the way. Would you like to elaborate on those?
Sure. Well, basically, as of October 15, AdWords or Google will be rolling out a new feature for mobile ads. Now, what this will do is, in the ad extensions, you can add site links. So the improved version of these ads will place the site links in the second line of the description. Now, this will be done randomly or based on Google's algorithm. Basically, what's happening is that the site links themselves are just closer to they're placed on the second line of the description. And this may be able to help people, direct people to where the advertiser wants them to go to. It offers actually less information and more links to click on, because, you know, obviously seeing, looking at the web through a smartphone is not the same thing as a computer. So the information needs to be effective. So this will be rolling out October 15. And so it's an automatic thing. So if you have site extensions, the site link extension activated, which you should, you know, all of your campaigns, and you should even bring it down to certain ad groups, you know, depending on, because if you have a category that has a lot of different subcategories, well, you could use those subcategories for site links for specific ad groups, you know. This will roll out and it'll be done automatically.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
It's the Mind Your Business podcast. Thank you for listening. We're going to talk a little bit about private blog networks here because they've been in the news this week. A lot of you have seen this online. The report was a couple days ago that Google did some kind of change to their algorithm and it targeted private blog networks. Because what happened was you had a lot of people who used private blog networks. And by used, I mean they accepted content from private blog networks and they got hammered for it. But it's not all that it seems. You see a headline, and again, the one on Search Engine Roundtable, Google severely hits PBNs, private blog networks. That's not actually what happened. And what happened was there were a lot of people that were using private blog networks who got hammered by Google. In fact, I saw some analytics screenshots that were posted online with people showing an 80 to 90% drop in traffic from one day to the next when they got penalized last week. And what it actually is Google's going after thin content. And so this will make sense to you in case you don't know what a private blog network is. It's basically a network of people who own blogs, websites with blogs, what have you, and they accept content from outside writers. Now, this can be very good for the writers because if your intent is pure and you are really trying to write good quality material and you're trying to make a name for yourself online, you can build up your author rank by doing this, because as long as you have the proper linking to your Google Plus profile in your author byline with all these articles that you write, to get posted on another blog, another website, and to build up that readership online, it looks very good. And if you're looking to make a name for yourself as a writer, that's a great way to do it. Now, like any other method of marketing, advertising, what have you, you've had people come in and basically generate bogus content. And we've all seen it when we visited various websites. I mean, it's out there. You can read a piece and tell that it was not written well. It was not written with the intent to educate or inform. It was written with the intent to fill space for whatever reason. Google calls that thin content. They look at everything from the verbiage in the content itself, the overuse of keywords, the lack of very many words. There are ways that they can gauge thin content on a site. And when they see too much thin content on a site, then you can get penalized. And that's what happened here. Problem is, you had a bunch of people using private blog networks saying, "Oh, I'll never use a private blog network again." No, don't abuse the private blog network. Make sure that you're A, scrutinizing your own content. If you're providing content as an author, make sure you're scrutinizing the content that you provide and make sure that it's something that is you think is so good you'd publish it on your own website. And then secondly, if you're a part of the blog network and you're accepting content from outside writers, for crying out loud, proofread. Make sure that it's well written. Make sure that it's written with good purpose and that it's not keyword stuffed. Make sure that it is good quality content. If you just set your standard high all the way around and pay attention to what you're doing, most of the time this stuff isn't going to hit you. So if you are a writer or if you're accepting material from outside writers and you see this and you have any concerns whatsoever, just pay attention to the content. Make sure that the intent of the content is what it should be. Now, I've got one more nugget of information to leave you with, and that is another idea for any of you who have any problems coming up with topics to write about to keep your blog posts fresh, keep them interesting. And I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path here. And this is for any of you who have kids. You come home from work. What questions do your kids ask you about your work? They could be serious questions. They could be funny questions. And I mean, you could get a great post off of the funniest question that one of your kids asked you about your work and what you do. Think about that. Think about the human angle of that, because at the end of the day, you want people who visit your website to see your humanity. And that's a really good way for them to see your humanity. Is think about that one and see what you can come up with to write about. What questions do your kids ask about your work? And with that, on behalf of all the minds at Mind, we'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, Thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.